Welcome to the Fatherhood is Lit podcast, where we talk about the best of times, but also pay respect and learn from the crazier times. Our presence matters. Take a ride with us as we show the world how we make our presence felt. Fatherhood is Lit. What's good, Fatherhood? It's your boy, James Lopez, representing for the dope dads of the Fatherhood is Lit community. Last week, we dropped our co-parenting episode, episode 76 with the homie Joel Leon, and man, did the messages start to fly. Dads came through with their thoughts about co-parenting, and the dope part about it, we all agreed that co-parenting happens when you are separated or even together with the mother of your child. The main goal is to raise your kids, and when two parents are involved, it becomes a partnership like no other. So salutes to you all that put your kids first. If you haven't done so already, remember to share the podcast with a friend. My guest and I love talking about the real side of fatherhood and love knowing that it's helping some dads out there. So keep sharing it. Share it via Twitter. Share it on Instagram. Share it wherever you feel the most comfortable. Let a dad know that we have their back and tell them about the podcast or simply tell them about our site, cool4dads.com. That's cool, the number 4dads.com. They can get everything we offer through there. That's the podcast, the content, free giveaways, events, all of that good stuff. So send them over there. We got them from there. I'm always looking for dope things to do with my kids. So reach out and let me know what you have done that was dope so I can hook up other fathers. We will feature you and the activity on the site. Want to write something that's dad related? Yo, send it over, man. We got a great community of dads that love that information. Hook us up. As always, if you want to support with some cash, hit up stereotypeco.com/fatherhoodislit to grab some merch. We got that in the show notes. About a month ago, a friend sent me a photo of my family and me skiing. It was accompanied with the text, "Damn, I should have went." My family and I had overcome COVID about a month before and couldn't take being home anymore. We planned a mini vacation, and that's what I want to talk about today for episode 77 of the podcast, taking a vacation during the COVID pandemic. Today's episode will cover how we did it, how we got it done, and some tips on how you should think about it, just in case you want to step out of isolation. First and foremost, COVID still exists. I'm not your dad, so I can't tell you what to do or believe. Some of us believe COVID is the real deal. Some of us take it as a joke. If you have been following us for a while now, you know we never took it lightly and even caught the virus as a family. We did everything we could to not catch it. We stayed home often, and when we did go outside, we stayed away from people. We would only go outside to do food shopping or to let the kids run around. No matter how safe we were, we still caught it and felt the wrath of COVID for almost a whole month. We pulled through, but it wasn't easy, so don't play yourself thinking you can never catch it. Until this day, we still don't know how we caught it. After dealing with it, we needed to get out of the house and had this YOLO feeling about it. We were still mindful of the virus, but you know the saying, YOLO. The kids needed a vacation, something to keep us living and our mind working. So we did it. We took a vacation. We didn't just jump in a car and just bounce. We didn't just head off into the wilderness. What we did do was plan for everything. For weeks, we thought about what we wanted to do and how we could keep it safe as a family. We took the easy route and decided to visit family in Syracuse. I call it the easy route because we missed them, and they were only a 4-hour drive upstate. Pretty easy. And if all else failed, or if we didn't feel it, we could just escape back home. To play it safe, we all got tested for COVID before we met up. Very, very important and weird. But knowing you have a negative test in your pocket not only reminds you to keep it safe, but can also be used to ease others' mind state a bit. I know I feel better knowing someone near me tested negative. So if you want to take a vacation, here's the first tip. Get comfortable with each other if you're going to visit someone or going to their town. To us, that meant getting tested and asking questions like, who did you chill with last week? Trust me, we asked that a few times. And funny thing, my family kept pressing us on the matter as well. It's your life. Play it as safe as you would like. No one can hold that against you. If you aren't meeting with anyone, damn, then the job just got easier. Next up is picking something to do. And that can come with its own issues since every place is operating differently now. We wanted to keep it safe, so we chose outdoor activities like skiing, snowmobiling, snow tubing. See the pattern? It was the winter time. We love being outdoors. That also gives us the most space. Plus, on a ski mountain, most people have masks, goggles, and even gloves on by default. Our kids were forced to wear their masks at all times, and being outside made it even easier. They did complain that their masks kept getting wet and would freeze up, so plan ahead for replacements and such. We chose an activity that was outside and that wouldn't have us interacting with everybody, and it still provided hours of fun. Those hours of fun have their challenges, though. Most places at the time were closed or very limited as to what you could do. You even had to call in for appointments, time slots to do things, which actually works out pretty well. For example, our place had tons of outdoor activities. It even had a bathroom for usage. Yep, some places don't even let you use their bathroom. But the food was a no-go. We couldn't eat at most of the places we went to due to COVID restrictions and even closures, which complicated things a bit. So plan ahead. Have food with you, or know exactly what places are around and what protocols they have in place. If you love fast food, those places are everywhere, and drive-thru is always open. Want real food? You're going to have to put in some work. Research, 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 and research everything. Places are simply not operating the same. Before you take a vacation, research it all. Does your hotel or Airbnb provide all the necessary cleaning equipment? You know a dad wants to disinfect everything and keep it safe, right? So if they don't have it, then you have to bring it. That's okay. Does the location provide access to food? If it doesn't, what's close by? And do you even like that type of food? Remember, things are not under your control anymore. Find places you actually like or run the risk of not finding anything when you get there, period. And most importantly, what's the protocol for the town? One of my friends went to Puerto Rico in February, and he got caught outside after midnight with no way to get back home because of their mandatory curfew. Imagine not being able to catch an Uber when you want. Yeah, COVID sent us back to the Stone Age. How crazy is that? The more you research, the more you will realize it's really on you to provide everything. And that's exactly why we chose a location that was only a few hours from home and that we could drive to. Worst case scenario, if everything went left, we had our truck, our money, our kids, and our efforts to hold us down. So think really hard about where you want to go and what it will take to make it a great vacation. Just how places aren't operating the same anymore, there's a huge possibility that vacationing looks different for you now. To some, vacations have to be a huge ordeal, like traveling to Disney or to some other theme park around the world. But even that looks different. Imagine going to Disney and not being able to take pictures with the characters, or not being able to escape the heat by stepping into an air-conditioned spot for a few seconds. Man, that's brutal. Vacationing just doesn't look or feel the same. It's different now. On our side, we love those huge vacations, but also love the small, simple vacations like visiting family upstate. In this pandemic, I only feel comfortable doing the smaller things, but that doesn't mean you have to do it the same way. It's really up to you and your tolerance. Once you leave the crib, the danger is on. It's up to you to lessen that danger if possible, and even if you care or believe in it. So you might be asking, why even take the risk? Why did we take it? Well, we took the risk because a month earlier, we didn't know what our future would entail. Some nights during COVID, I didn't know if I was going to wake up the next day. It struck fear in my family and myself. We were COVID's hostage. And when we broke free, man, we broke free. We needed to get outside and do something different. We needed to spend time together, laughing and appreciating that we made it through the madness together. My kids and I needed out of the house. We needed it too. Vacationing wasn't going to look or feel the same, and we were cool with that. The only thing that mattered was that we were going to do everything together. The memories were going to be different, but they were still ours, and that was important. To be honest, it feels good being able to say that we will never ever forget the COVID era. We took some losses together, got sick together, lost some friends together. However, we also learned that for a proper vacation, the activities and even the place didn't matter. What mattered was having each other. We took a vacation during COVID. Some will call us fools. Some will praise us for it. To be honest, none of what anyone else says even matters at this point. Sometimes as fathers, we have to go against the grain. We can't just follow everyone. If I left it to my mother or even my dad, we would have never left the house, not even for food. That works for some, but it doesn't work for everyone. So to the dads out there, COVID is real. We felt it. But if you need to take some time away with the family, do it. Just make sure to do it safely. And understand that the minute you leave your home, you are putting your whole family in danger. And maybe even your friends. If shit goes left, you can only blame yourself. If you're cool taking that risk, be smart and safe about it. Pick something outside that will keep you away from as many people as possible. Not Miami Beach, not spring break. Research it all and remember who this vacation is for, your family. Vacationing doesn't look the same, but it can still happen. You know the motto, your presence never has to be boring. But make sure you do everything you can to make sure you and yours are safe. That's what a real father does. We got to keep these blessings coming in, fellas. We matter, our memories matter, our families matter. Fatherhood is lit.